This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozia's solid gold toilet worth $1 million was stolen from Winston Churchill's birthplace. Police say a 66-year-old man was arrested in the case, but the 18-karat gold toilet has yet to be discovered. Florida is doubling the number of licensed python hunters they have in the state. They say since the program started back in March of 2017, they've removed 2,500 Burmese pythons from the state. Hunters are paid $8.65 an hour for hunting, plus $50 for every python caught up to 4 feet long, plus an additional $25 per foot over that. And you get a bonus for catching a python guarding a nest of eggs. No way you could pay me to do that. I ain't grabbing no snake. Find a garter snake in the yard that gives me the willies. Researchers at the University in Scotland have found empty stomachs lead to poor decisions. They say hunger significantly alters a person's decision-making ability and increases their impatience, making them more likely to settle for a small, immediate reward instead of a larger, promised reward later. Okay, I don't know how much they spent on this research, but all they had to do was follow me in the grocery store when I haven't eaten. Terrible time to shop when you're hungry. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, the Storm Area 51 event is this Friday. Over a million alien curious people RSVPing online to storm the top secret government site to find out if aliens really exist. The government has announced they're closing airspace over and near the site from today till Sunday night. No news helicopters, personal aircraft, or drones will be allowed near the site. Notice they didn't mention spaceships. There's a sportsbook in Central America taking bets on the Storm Area 51 event. The odds the mob will not find out the truth about aliens is at about 40,000. That means you have to bet $40 to win $1. The over-under for people being arrested is 9.5. The over-under on people just mysteriously disappearing, that's a whole other betting set. Merriam-Webster announced 530 new words added to their dictionary effective yesterday. A lot of the new words are online abbreviations like vacay for vacation or inspo for inspirational. But they also added the phrase dad joke. The dictionary's definition of a dad joke is a wholesome joke said to be told by fathers with a punchline that is often obvious or predictable or play on words, usually judged to be corny or unfunny. Oh yeah, I've got a few of those. Just ask my kids. At a town festival in Bavaria, townsfolk broke the world record cooking up a 753 square foot, 2,633 pound schnitzel. They say their recorded schnitzel included 400 pork chops, 4,000 eggs, and 551 pounds of breadcrumbs. Patty was then fried in a vat containing 3,700 gallons of oil. After Guinness people observed and authenticated the new world record schnitzel, the giant thing was cut into small pieces and sold for charity. Apparently, the representative from Guinness raised his tape measure over his head and shouted, "We have a wiener!" 7th Annual Benton Harbor Sunrise Rotary Slumberland 40 Winks Foundation Great Bed Race is this afternoon on the beautiful bluff in downtown St. Joseph. Be a halftime show involved, sponsored by Brian Tutton, your Edward Jones financial advisor on Main Street in Benton Harbor. Our rock station sister WIRX has a bed in the race. It's fun with a purpose to get kids off the floor and into a new bed and help improve the literacy and nutrition of area children. The 7th Annual Bed Race, brought to you in part by Sunrise Rotary, Slumberland 40 Wings Foundation, and Brian Tutton, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Main Street in Benton Harbor. Probably see you down there this afternoon. I'll be there on the fall tour on Coast. Knucklehead News out of Chicago, where a Chicago area state rep held a news conference to discuss fixing the problem of pigeon poop around transit stations. Right in the middle of the interview, he was hit in the head by an overhead pigeon. He said, "See, that's exactly the problem." And that's the Daily Buzz. Send buzzable material to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's, or leave me a link on our Facebook page. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are on all great podcasting outlets like iTunes, TuneIn, and Google Play. Alexa will even play them for you. Just ask her to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's do it again tomorrow, Friday. Make it a great day.